This is TJ Regan's Overtime.
So Lindsay's always bringing us snacks in here. Not just snacks, but treats. So she brought these Chupa Chub suckers in here. And she started out saying they were going to be for my wife, since my wife eats candy like a child. But you keep these on hand to keep you from eating things that are worse for you than suckers?
Mm-hmm. And my kids love them, but mainly so I can just have a little treat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're not safety suckers for those children. I'm going to have to turn you in.
I know. And they like to chomp on them, so their teeth are going to be jacked. Good parenting.
Yeah. But yeah. Your teeth were messed up before you got them fixed, weren't they?
A couple years ago? A couple years? Okay.
Mush mouth.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
My name is Riggins, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to let a company know that I love their product.
Sure.
Never left a negative review, but I will write a letter / email and let a company know that they've got a great product. I've done it with the chocolate milk company.
Yeah.
And I've done it with the dog food company. I've done it for a variety of businesses. However, I have never let a restaurant know how upset I am with them because they have removed items from the menu, which apparently has been happening for the last year, at least, at Olive Garden. People have been so vocal about the removal of the steak gorgonzola Alfredo and the stuffed chicken marsala that they have decided to bring those two menu items back due to upset
popular
customers.
Demand.
Yes, by popular demand. But people are upset about it.
Yeah.
And they said they had to cull down the menu during COVID, and those were two of the items that were on the chopping block. But now they're coming back because people were so upset about it.
Thank goodness.
Right. And they're not doing it just as a promotional tool kind of thing?
They said we had to streamline our menus to help simplify operations, but the feedback has been out of control. So steak gorgonzola Alfredo includes grilled sirloin tips and gorgonzola cheese, which is like a blue cheese on top of your Alfredo.
No thanks.
And then chicken marsala, you know what that is, mushrooms and all that stuff.
I'm not a blue cheese person.
Same.
Please, a moldy cheese.
Mm-mm.
But listen, the feedback gets things done. So maybe that's just what you got to do now. You just got to reach out and let them know how upset you are.
Yeah. Now, did those people stop going to Olive Garden, you think?
I think
during all that time because they don't have those menu items?
I would imagine.
I would say no.
I would too. I would say
they just swapped to a different item.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of the never ending pasta bowl, then you're not going to let the removal of one other menu item keep you from going, you know, drowning in that.
Mm-hmm. These are avid Olive Garden goers.
Yeah, you got to think. They're probably going all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my chicken marsala?
Rob, you wouldn't let that keep you from going to Olive Garden at all, would you, if they remove one of the menu items you like?
They'd have to get rid of Alfredo completely for me to never go back.
Right.
That sounded like a threat.
Yeah.
Y'all, you listen here, Olive Garden.
Yeah.
But, you better keep the Alfredo.
Never-ending Alfredo.
What does he say? Pepperoni is his favorite Alfredo meat?
That is correct.
Yeah. Pepperoni happens to be my favorite Alfredo meat.
Like, I'll get a pizza and replace the pizza sauce with Alfredo, and then I get
pepperoni. And then you get pepperoni on top of it, like that pears.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So there's a guy in Virginia, his wife went missing. And for months, she was gone. No one could find her. And then authorities took a look at his computer, and they found that he had Googled, how long does it take to get married after spouse dies? And that sent up some red flags. I thought, that's not normal. And this week, he was just charged with the murder of her, although they have not found the body. But he did Google that. How long?
And that's all the evidence they have against him?
They said they also have evidence of him dragging the body out of the house. They didn't go into detail.
That could be it.
But the Google searches or what that kind of maybe tipped him off.
I know those people that Google how to rob a bank on Friday the 11th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll raise some flags.
It's a little incriminating.
I think so.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So, Lindsay, when is the last time you called around the entire area trying to find a certain restaurant that has a buffet doing the investigative work?
I can honestly say not in 40 years, so never.
Rob just told us that he was bragging because he's going to eat a Pizza Hut buffet today. And Lindsay goes, they still have it? He goes, the one in Belmont does, because my cousin called around.
Yep. He certainly so, did.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Now, that tells me that the people that run the Belmont Pizza Hut are not thinking that's good news. Oh, thank God you found us.
Yeah.
Oh, we did have it. Not anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, these two boys coming in here.
Yeah, about to lose some money. You
know, pointing at stuff on a treasure map. We found it.
500 pound of meat.
Look.
They're probably not getting a lot of phone calls that don't relate to ordering a pizza.
Yeah.
I got a question about your location.
What time does your buffet start?
You have they have it. We found them.
Yeah.
I knew there was one.
We did it. We don't care if we're driving 5 hours. We're going.
Yeah. Basically, after COVID, he would call around to all the different pizza places that used to have one and go, do you have the buffet back? Okay, thank you.
Really?
Well, I'm surprised he'll call.
Yeah, he don't mind calling. Yeah. I know.
Oh, he's older than you are, though, isn't he? He's not a millennial, is he?
I think he may just barely be.
How old is he?
He was born in 81. That's all. So that's what, 42?
Okay, yeah, he may be the
43 because I was 84.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's at the very top. He's up there at the top of the millennial,
almost a Gen X
page. Like my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, they're 42 and they're at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so buffets mean something to him,
right? Enough for him to actually have personal communication with people.
Yeah,
verbally.
I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. You can help me, Doris. You'd be a big help to me if you'd tell me that y'all still have that pizza buffet from 11 to 3 on weekdays.
11.
You don't? All right, then. Well, you've been no help at all. I bid you a good day.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Hey, Riggins, if a company that does outdoor Christmas lights and stuff showed up at your front door and said, we're going to decorate your house and your yard for free if you'll let us, but we have complete control of what we're going to do, and you can't see it until we're finished, and it has to stay up. Would you do it?
Probably. I'd do it for 1 year. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Yeah, I'd let them do it.
Would you, Lindsay?
No, because then I'd get fined by the HOA, no doubt.
You think?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they could go put something vulgar up there in lights on your roof or something.
I guess I was assuming they wouldn't put any slurs.
Tacky.
Yeah.
Or they could put something really tacky in the yard.
Yeah. Somebody's got a Bucky's blow up in my neighborhood. Bucky's, the chipmunk, the gopher.
Well, what does that have to do with being tacky?
Good point.
It's classy.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
All right, so I got a little game, and TJ's the only one playing.
Oh.
TJ, I just want you to pay attention, and we'll see if we can make something out of this. Okay. Lindsay, on Saturday morning, your typical Saturday morning, what are you doing between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.?
Cooking breakfast or...
Cooking breakfast. Uh-huh. Okay. Rob, what are you doing on a typical Saturday between the hours of 8 and 9 a.m.?
Sleeping.
TJ, which hour, whose hour would you prefer? Lindsay's or Rob's? Saturday morning between 8 and 9. She's up cooking breakfast for the family. He's sleeping.
Yeah, I would rather be sleeping.
You'd rather be sleeping?
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it's not about me. Yeah, okay.
Because I haven't been sleeping much lately, and I would love that.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Lindsay, on an average Friday night, mm-hmm. what are you doing between the hours of 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.?
Sleeping.
You are sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Rob, what are you typically doing on Friday between the hours of 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.?
Playing D&D or Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
TJ, whose hour well, are you picking?
I mean, there's no way I'm turning down Call of Cthulhu. I'd be doing that. No, sleeping, obviously. If I'm still awake at 1 o'clock in any morning, something's wrong.
Something's amiss. Call of Cthulhu. I've never even heard of that.
I don't even want
it's
to
a
talk.
It's a scary game, like Dungeons and Dragons, but with scary monsters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lindsay, between the hours of 4 and 5 on a Monday, what are you typically doing?
About to cook dinner.
Yeah. Kind of hanging out with the kids.
Getting the kids up from a nap.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And Rob, what are you typically doing on Monday between 4 and 5?
Playing some Xbox, probably. Laying in the bed.
Okay, so he's got a much more chill Monday afternoon than Lindsay does. Whose hour are you choosing, TJ?
Lindsay's.
Really?
Yeah, because I got to get that done, then I'm going to be easing down to watch TV, a couple of shows with Jody, and then go to bed.
Whose life do you think is tougher, Lindsay's or Rob's?
Oh, Lindsay's by far.
Come on. Yeah.
I'll hand that to her.
If he gladly. Said Rob's, I would kill everybody in this room.
I don't know. Call of Cthulhu sounds pretty tough.
You know, I told y'all when we first started talking about Lindsay coming back that, you know, she's got two toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, that to me, that's like being a firefighter.
Yep.
Yeah. It's tough, yeah. Tough game.
Yeah.
Two toddlers at the same time.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
The internet is a wonderful place. You can learn how to frame a house. You can learn how to unclog a toilet. You can learn how to make banana bread. What I don't like about the internet is the unsolicited advice. Like this headline, you need to start grilling your pickles. No, I don't.
No.
Pickles have been around since the dawn of time. They've been pickling stuff, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know the whole history of pickles. I don't need to start grilling my pickles.
No, it's just like some people figure out something that they like, and then they got to act like authorities on it.
You don't grill your pickles? Hell no.
No. Who grills a pickle?
Who grills a pickle? They said it adds a smoky texture to anything you're using pickles in. A chicken salad, on a sandwich, a smoky pickle.
Sometimes things don't need smokiness.
Everything needs smokiness and textures and a little bit of, you know, just a little crunch.
Wouldn't it be dry? Because don't...
It's a dry grilled pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.